In the manner in which this Rules Committee has gone today, I am not satisfied. I am not satisfied because a number, admittedly, we do have about 9 members of Parliament. However, what we do not have, in fact, are other political parties which should be represented in the committee here. And my biggest concern is that all of us have known for quite some time that there are heavy issues which are coming to the Rules Committee as per your request, because people have been pushing that these matters must be discussed now. And now that an opportunity is being given to members to discuss the issues, we are unable to finalize them because there is firstly no quorum, and that, of course, other parties which should have been here are also not here. I think that for me makes me very unhappy. And to be honest, we will be ending the meeting on a sour note. I think that there should have been more members here. I believe that all these reports are very, including the report that comes from the review committee and Ms. Labuge's committee. These are all very important matters which should be discussed and agreed to, so that when we go to the House, there is no confusion of people who will say, but we were not part of the Rules Committee meeting. So my understanding from Mr. Castle is that people were given adequate time, adequate notice for them to attend this meeting. So I don't understand why we are finding ourselves in this situation. But nonetheless, between my office and that of Mr. Castle's, there will be consultation for us to have a meeting as quickly as possible, as soon as possible, so that we allow the other steps to continue. If it means we must have a meeting of our meeting again, as this Rules Committee, we will have that, followed by a Rules Committee meeting, or even though I would have preferred that we have one meeting of the Rules Committee, and then finally we go and report to the House.